'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly compendium of questions that you can send to us at questions@drhoffman.net. And we've got with us Layla Mutin, who is our resident nutritionist. Each week we get together and we field your questions. Questions come to questions@drhoffman.net. How you doing, Layla?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good, good. So we have some good questions in the mailbag.
Yep.
And before we do that, I want to actually share with you a very interesting study, which looks at the relationship between exercise and dementia. Now, there is clearly a relationship between exercise and brain health. It improves the circulatory system. It generates BDNF.
Yes, brain-derived neurotrophic factor,
which is like Miracle-Gro for your neurons.
Yeah.
And so it's a really interesting study in a type of dementia that's very rare, which is, it is called familial frontotemporal degeneration. Now, you know, let's just hope that you are not prey to this, because this is a disease that accelerates dementia by many fold and typically sufferers develop really early onset dementia. So the study looks at the impact of exercise on a genetic predisposition to dementia, which rapidly accelerates it. So you might think, well, okay, it at least in this group of individuals, exercise can't do much good because they're so genetically prone to dementia. The frontal and temporal parts of the brain are essential for, you know, command and control, and for speech and for memory and, you know, all that stuff. So the temporal part of the brain, of course, associated with the hippocampus, medial temporal. So, you know, you're going to be really
just
in trouble
the memory
if you have
center.
This condition. So don't worry, folks. You're not likely to have this. But it's an interesting thought experiment to apply exercise to this situation. And guess what? They found that there was a slowing in the progression of dementia when these folks exercised. Now, it wasn't a cure, because this is a very, very profound genetic glitch.
But it tempered the gene?
It tempered the expression of the gene, which suggests that, you know, even if you're genetically prone, say you have the ApoE or something like that, which is actually less predictive of the risk of dementia. I mean, it increases the risk of dementia by several fold, that exercise is still a factor. And it also speaks to a lot of things that we have genetically that may, you may say, well, I'm genetically prone to heart disease, or I'm, you know, familial risk for cancer.
Yes.
That these are all modifiable by and large through lifestyle. So I think it's, I mean, it's kind of esoteric because it's a rare condition, but it illustrates a point, which is that we are not fate to execute our genetic program invariably without, irrespective of our environmental impacts. So that you know, end of soapbox.
Right. Well, genes can be turned on or off depending on what we eat, how we live, how we move, or don't move.
Their expression is controlled.
Their expression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we call epigenetics.
Which moves from generation to generation.
Which actually can, you could actually transmit.
Absolutely.
Your healthy lifestyle or unhealthy lifestyle to up to two generations.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So we are what our grandparents ate.
Or
as the
Bible sometimes says, if I'm paraphrasing, I get it wrong, it's something like, the sins of the fathers shall be visited upon the children unto the fourth or fifth generation. I think it's something to that effect. Epigenetics in the Bible, 2500 BC, whatever.
Wow.
In the Old Testament.
That's really
funny.
Right. Oh my goodness. So that's very interesting. The other thing is exercise is like taking glucophage, metformin. It makes cells more sensitive to insulin.
Yes.
It can kind of diminish any kind of insulin resistance that also impacts the brain, that type of dementia. So
revascularization because of the demand by the organs for increased blood flow, and the musculoskeletal system increases your muscle mass. Muscle mass is one of the things that is directly correlated with mortality.
Yeah.
So the more muscle, the less likely you are to die, especially at a later age.
Yes. All a proxy for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very interesting.
With the exception of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not sure if he's going to do that.
We'll see. Oh, my gosh.
I think he's been juicing a little too much to get those muscles, so.
Okay.
It's part of the problem. Do it naturally.
That's it. Do it naturally. Get your good, fair amount of protein. Diet has everything to do with it, too.
Yep.
The impact on your exercise. There's always a window after exercise, a 45 to 60-minute window, where your muscles really want that additional protein to repair those micro tears.
I studied that, you know, and I got to say that I'm listening to, you know, some of the interesting commentators on that subject. And some of the people who really know muscle physiology, they're trying to dispel that a little bit, that there's supposed to be this critical window where you have to like consume protein right after exercise. Isn't that what I used to do, is take a protein shoot and get it into the muscles for repair? It may be, according to some real experts on this, that as long as you get a fair amount of protein in during the day,
it makes up for it. As critical?
Critical.
Well, that's good to know, because sometimes you just can't get into that hour. A lot of people aren't hungry after exercise.
Well,
they may have started hungry, but then they go exercise, and afterwards they're not hungry for a couple of hours.
I think that you get adrenalized when you exercise.
Yes.
And so that kind of takes away the parasympathetic for a while. It's a little bit of a fight or flight state.
Yeah.
It's deliberately induced.
No time to eat and digest right now. So,
however, as you know, within an hour or so after I exercise, like if I've taken a really long bike ride and it's a hilly terrain or something, I get like the appetite from hell. I get like not stomach hunger, but like my muscles want.
Wow. Yeah.
That's when it really kicks in. That's after you kind of relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, okay. So exercise is good.
Exercise is good. All around, for everyone, it's a prescription.
Yes.
Indeed, it is a prescription. A very important one.
Speaking of prescriptions, good segue to remind you to shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my Full Script dispensary. They're not prescription supplements. They're over the counter, but they're also the highest quality supplements, which many of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And they're the same supplements that I personally take and I prescribe to my patients. So you can buy through Full Script and you'll get fast free shipping. One of our patients actually commended us on Full Script today. Said everything's working out great. They're getting their stuff real fast.
Good.
And
good.
You know, with accurate fulfillment.
It's very good customer service.
And,
I do have to say, yeah.
So, drhoffmanstore.com for my Full Script dispensary. Okay. Questions at drhoffman.net, the destination for questions. What's on tap as if I didn't know?
Oh, well, yeah. We've got
flurry.
We got a flurry of emails.
Yeah.
Okay. Brand,
read some of them.
From Al, from Dan.
Yeah.
I just came across this article claiming to implicate nicotinamide riboside on cancer formation and spread, if I read this correctly. It wasn't a traditional mouse study, but using non-invasive bioluminescent imaging.
Okay. Okay. Well, but, you know, before they try to describe it, I'll describe it.
Yes.
Let's see how we can best tackle that. Okay. The story, and you could read a couple more while we're at it.
I've been taking nicotinamide riboside for years. Would you be able to weigh in on this negative article? And what do you think? Asks Dan. What do we do about nicotinamide riboside?
Okay. So for people who are not in the know about this, we have about five more emails.
Yes, we do. I just gave you a little sample.
Okay. And they're eventually the same thing.
Yep.
Is my nicotinamide riboside, brand name True Niagen.
Yes.
Which I personally take. I love it. Mm-hmm. I have many of our patients taking it. And
with very good results.
So, of course, when I saw this, it initially was disconcerting to me. Because if there's any scintilla of evidence that something that we're taking is harmful, that's on me. And I got to be real concerned about it for the welfare of not only my patients, but myself, my family members, who I encourage to take
sure.
it, and so on.
Yeah,
nicotinamide riboside is, it's a revved up form of vitamin B3, and vitamin B3 fits into nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, or NAD, mm-hmm. which is actually one of the energy transfer molecules in the body.
Yes.
Which declines as you age, illness states. Mm-hmm. And so it's a plausible thing, kind of like coenzyme Q10, to rev the energy pathways and the repair pathways of the body, works on the mitochondria, and so it's been proposed as a wonderful anti-aging and therapeutic agent, and particularly helpful for the brain, which we know is very energy intensive. And small fact, brain, 2% of the body weight, it requires 20% of the body's energy.
Isn't that something?
Very energy avid.
That was a great article, Dr. Hoffman. Yeah.
We talked about it in our newsletter. And, my interview with Dr. Chris Palmer has written a book called Brain Energy. So to me, these types of supplements, coenzyme Q10, perhaps carnitine, but NAD, nicotinamide riboside, plausible ways to get an anti-aging effect, to get an energizing, also potentially for athletic performance and strength, endurance, right? Because if it helps the energy metabolism, it might help the muscles and so on. So fast forward to this article, which appeared, and just let me preface this by saying, when I treat cancer patients, and you share this with me, I'm kind of conservative about what I give them because I don't want them to take everything in the health food store.
No.
Because cancer, it is at least plausible that cancer may derive support from lots of additional nutrients.
Sure.
So it may be.
It wants to live.
Yeah, that giving a lot of B vitamins, which help growth and repair, may cause cancer cells to proliferate. The answer is not out yet, but I'm conservative about it.
Yeah.
I do know that certain nutrients do not make cancer grow, like vitamin D or magnesium.
Yes.
Okay. Or vitamin C. They don't act as growth factors for cancer.
But
some potential information about that in active cases of cancer, maybe use a little restraint about certain B vitamins.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. However, if you go to Memorial Sloan Kettering, they say, well, you know, don't take any of those crazy supplements. Just take a multi.
Okay.
Which is kind of
ridiculous.
It kind of violates that hypothesis that I just put out.
Right.
You know, they think that it's so innocuous to take a multi. Well, maybe.
What they should have said is, we don't know.
Right.
That's what they should have said.
Right. Anyway, so fast forward to this article, which I'm going to read to you some of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is entitled, A Bioluminescent-Based Probe for an in vivo, non-invasive monitoring of nicotinamide riboside uptake reveals a link between metastasis and NAD metabolism.
Yeah.
All right, that's gotten
so me. In vivo means in the body.
Right.
Not in a test tube.
Yeah, but guess what? Mm. It's not really in vivo.
Mm.
It's a kind of it's a very novel, brand new chemical probe that they're using to trace the metabolism of nicotinamide riboside. And the study was done in mice, not humans. And what they say And this is the scary part. They say our results demonstrate that NR supplementation results in a significant increase in cancer prevalence and metastases of triple negative breast cancer to the brain.
Yes.
Now, there's, if anything worse than negative breast cancer, it's triple negative breast.
Right.
It's like very negative. It's like, no, it's non-responsive to hormonal therapy. It's very hard to treat and very dangerous. So, all right. So what's going on with this? Whoa. So I looked at that and I said, I am waiting. I want to look at the study.
Yep.
But I want to wait for better minds to evaluate the study and its implications.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited. I kept my powder dry, but I have enough information now to share with you some impressions on that study.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm reading one of the comments, and actually, you know, as bad as Twitter is, it's a place for rapid communication of information,
yeah.
And that's why I'm there.
Yeah,
and I'm not there for the snark. You know, I'm there for people exchange ideas quickly on Twitter. So, one commenter on this says, because it is intentionally misleading and obfuscated. From the paper, by week 10 of the experiment, 7 out of 10 mice in the nicotinamide riboside supplemented group formed detectable tumors. That's 70%. While only 5 of 9 mice in the control group had tumors. Wait a minute. So that difference, 7 out of 10 versus 5 out of 9?
Were these mice all prone to cancer to begin with?
Very cancer prone.
Yes.
They're bred to beasts to study cancer.
Oh.
So they found that like one more mouse had a cancer because of the nicotinamide riboside. And so statistically, they say that results in a 27% increased tumor prevalence between the two groups. But the results are not significant.
They're not.
The study is what we were in science refer to as underpowered.
Uh-huh.
It is massively underpowered to detect a signal.
Yeah.
Because 7 out of 10 versus 5 out of 9, is that a difference?
No.
Even? And the results are oversold. So in addition, they also say that this is a deliberate clickbait headline, that they've actually overdrawn this inference about nicotinamide riboside based on a very sketchy study. And in fact, studies have shown that it may be, although it hasn't been yet proven conclusively, that nicotinamide riboside is cancer preventive. But we can't make that claim yet. But one of the things that definitely is the case is that if you have cancer and you're getting one type of chemotherapy called cisplatin,
yes,
which very often causes neuropathy, there's good evidence that taking nicotinamide riboside will reduce the likelihood of neuropathy, which is...
Yeah.
Pins and needles sensation, loss of sensation,
yes,
especially in the feet,
mm-hmm,
sometimes in the fingers of cancer patients, which is very devastating. So they say, in fact, in the largest studies that have been done, there's an association between higher B3 use and lower skin cancer. Now, you know those studies.
Oh, yes.
Big study, New England Journal of Medicine, high-dose nicotinamide,
mm-hmm,
1,500 milligrams a day, have the incidence of subsequent basal cell and...
basal cell.
And squamous cell cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Had no impact on melanoma, but
yeah,
had an impact on those cancers. So that makes it less likely that there really is a biological effect. And here's this one of the studies here that says nicotinamide riboside relieves paclitaxel-induced peripheral neuropathy and enhances suppression of cancer cells. Enhances
the suppression,
the efficacy of the chemotherapy.
Yeah. Well, here's the confounder. If this mouse study, if these mice were bred to have cancer anyway, isn't that a confounder?
Well, no, because you might say that's fair because you want to study it in a population where you're going to get some results. So instead of killing 10,000 mice, you know, and spending a lot of money, they did it in a model, which that's how we study cancer.
Right.
So you could say that's fair, but
they could have used any other substance,
well,
not nicotinamide riboside, and could have gotten the same conclusion.
too much water or something.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
But so they say, yeah, one of the commenters who is, I respect, who's an expert on nicotinamide riboside, Charles Brenner, PhD, writes, yes, pretty weird paper overall. They started with some click chemistry to label an NR analog and then went kind of off the rails with the cancer cell injection model.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, another commenter says, seems absurd to draw such a conclusion given such small sample size. And then generalizing it to humans who are not...
We're not mice.
And they're not cancer prone, you know, like this special line of mice that are used for laboratory studies on breast cancer.
So, wow.
So yeah, it
sounds like the creation of a problem.
Yeah. Finally, one of the authors of the study, he actually publicly stated, his name is Dr. Canto. He writes, he's listed as one of the authors of the study that shows that supposedly it causes triple negative breast cancer and metastasis. He says, thanks for the interest in that work. The title of the news article, Popular Dietary Supplement Causes Cancer Risk and Brain Metastasis, is clickbait material and totally inaccurate from a scientific standpoint. The experiment in Merrick et al. Does not allow for this conclusion.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
He disagrees with the interpretation of the article. So for now, I'm going to keep taking it. I'm going to keep recommending it.
Yes.
I'm going to be cautious with patients. We do have patients with active cancer, unless I'm trying to prevent, Taxol-related neuropathies.
Yeah.
I may withhold that therapy from the cancer patient until we have more information on this.
Right.
But I'm not going to go off on a jag and say that everybody who's taking this, they're going to develop breast cancer.
Right. Especially triple negative breast cancer.
Right.
That's going to metastasize to your brain.
Here's the thing that's happening. And I wondered about this, but maybe this is happening, maybe this isn't. NMN, which is a competitor, nicotinamide mononucleotide.
Yes.
There's sort of a war going on between which NAD
is better.
Product is better, NR or NMN. NMN the FDA is proposing to ban it because David Sinclair of resveratrol thing.
Yes, certainly.
Is trying to market NMN as a drug.
Oh.
And when you market something as a drug, you can't have it simultaneously on a health food store shelf. And so they're, in effect, they're trying to edge out the competition. And there's going to be a big fight around this because that just as there was a fight with NAC, because NAC is a medication, mm-hmm. N-acetylcysteine.
Mm-hmm.
And recently they're thinking taking it off the market, but they actually were able to keep it on the market and FDA blinked and
wow.
They kept it on the market because there was such a firestorm of protests. People said NAC is such a valuable supplement. NMN is less popular, but it's still available as an over-the-counter. And
the plot thickens.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I wonder, was this article planted by the NMN people to impugn the NR? I mean,
great question.
That's a tinfoil hat theory.
Right.
It would seem to me the NMN people would not have a lot to gain from that because there would be some blowback on them because if the related product was implicated in cancer, it might reflect poorly on the NMN product.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't have any substantiation for that theory. Okay. This was somehow a form of industrial...
Right. Oh my gosh. So Fran, Al, Dan, et al., everybody, take a deep breath.
Right.
Take a deep breath.
Chill out. Okay, point at which to pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. So here goes. Listen up.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free sponsor for you. And by the way, you know, True Niagen, I think they were a sponsor for us, but right now, I don't have any skin in the game. They're not a sponsor anymore. I don't think they renewed with us at this point. So formally speaking, one has to sometimes declare a conflict of interest. We sell True Niagen on the FullScript website, but I am not directly reimbursed by the makers of nicotinamide rocks. Yeah. I just say what I just said.
Right. You are not paid for this. Oh my goodness. We've got a question.
Give us a preview of what we're going to tackle in part two.
Oh my gosh.
Coming up to our break.
It's a cocoflavanols question. Do you know how much of the flavanols I lose by heating the cocoa powder? I guess to make like a hot chocolate or something.
We'll tackle that in part two.
Yep.
Reminder that during our weekend program, 877-726-8255, gets you on the program while it's live from noon to 2 on Saturdays. But you can also call 877-726-8255 anytime you like, and you can record a question, and we'll play that on my Saturday program, and I'll answer it on the air. That's another way to get questions to us. All right. We'll be back momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.